Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. Yesterday we have gathered whoever could make it, and we understood that we have something huge before us, that only through this path we'll understand what we're coming against. We thought we know something. Turns out we don't. But as Rav said, I paid attention that Rav doesn't answer the questions on how. He says, start going and you'll see. It's all above reason and it's really beautiful. Oh, so yesterday there was such a feeling that we thought that more or less we know, but it turns out that only together. And that isn't just a slogan. Now we understand that this is the only way we can advance. That's why we want to have a workshop now that really together will advance. I understand that there's like a body, and the body has to be healthy. That's the 10, that's the 10 of the world kli. And there's also cells that have to be healthy. What is a healthy cell? What's a healthy body? Those are things we have to understand. That the healthy cell is the one that is in contact with the other cells. Anyway, we have a lot of things to get to. But we felt that we're going towards something huge. And we really want to pass, I want to pass on my inspiration. I really got chills of what we've reached. So we have to ignite each other and start going.
Mushi yesterday said something beautiful on our meeting. He said, if there is one person here who knows what we have to do, then that person frightens me. Because we have to go now, like Rav said, we have to go with our connection, hold each other by the hand, and walk through the darkness in order to find our next degree. The more we work at it, the more we try to reveal it. And this is what we want to do now between us, to connect in order to shed some light on our next stage, how together we're going to give contentment to the Creator.
We also heard that our first task is to be 110 around the preparation to Europe. Now we want to scrutinize in the workshop how to do it. And also listen afterwards, to listen to all the tents from around the world and see how practically we can start approaching this. So we're asking that every tent will have a secretary that writes down what they say. Afterwards we'll give the email address where to send the advice to. And let's go to the first question right away. We'll read a quote from Rav's words. Rav says, by us wanting to depict all of our groups as 110 and being concerned of all of them equally and to rise above my personal concern to my tent's concern, to the concern of my country or my language, I have to rise to the general degree of Adam, of man, the general kli of Adam, which is all of humanity. All of the Babylon.
So, let's scrutinize together now. As we heard, our very first goal, very first task is the European Congress, preparing for the European Congress. So we have a month and a half until this Congress. How do we start feeling as 110? How do we do it? And also, what are the steps, the primary steps that we have to take in order to feel as 110 on the European Congress? Again, what are the primary steps we have to take in order to feel as 110 in regard to the European Congress?
We have to start by doing it, speaking about it in the tens, trying to depict this future state that we want to attain and get to. And by raising importance and even trying to give an example outward, we can advance.
One thing that I understand is the effort that we have to make each 10, wherever it is, wherever they're at, to make an effort in order to see the entire world clear as one 10.
Nothing is clear to me. I don't know what we're even talking about. Nothing.
Rav every time says you already have the discernments. Someone talked about 7 years. It took us 7 years to build the feeling of a 10. So maybe you scrutinize these stages. If it's like with a child, you teach him, you give him an example, and maybe bit by bit between us, we start awakening, and this is what we're doing now. How to really start connecting it in order for us to be able to unite all the tens as one?
The first stage is to take the 10 that each one is in already and to start raising the level of connection within the 10 to even higher degree, more precise, more, focused, sharp. From this, we can go out to the general kli. We can't jump me into the general kli. I have to go through my 10.
Like we build an ordinary 10, a 10 that consists of 10 friends, we start dealing with little things, investing in the friends, making sure that everyone comes to the lesson, meeting, having meals together, 10 assemblies. We have to start doing the same thing on a more general level. With Europe, see the friends there, see the groups there. Here in Petah Tikva, you certainly have the ability to see the friends from all over the world, to see whether they made it to the lesson. And at the end of the day, to contact our friends from Europe and see what's going on. And out of these actions, you start developing an attitude, a relation, and you start thinking in a more general way.
So we're devoting our time to increase connection in the 10. And from this to start seeing how we expand our circles, how we're concerned about the whole world kli, our group, and what we can add. And in this, we take advantage of this opportunity called a Congress.
Also, the direction that I heard now in the lesson, that every particular ten has to see itself as a head and to act as the head toward the general body, which is the general clean. So when we meet in our tens, we have to think, how can we organize ourselves toward that and to act this way?
It's really a question that these scrutinies are so important, also this uncertainty, but also about what the first three steps are. It's scrutiny. What else we can add? Like Chaim said, that this integration, who came from the lesson, the meals, the basic things we already have, from there how to even illuminate them in the world kli, see how we really stick close to this thing.
Rav also gave us this thick hint that Arvut is what we have to work on. How do we become each other's guarantors in the 10 of the entire world kli? And the more the Arvut will grow between us, the more we will discover the general kli.
Oh, so yesterday in the lesson, we also heard it in the afternoon lesson that every 10 has to be as a rosh, like Marcus said before, towards the goof, the body, head towards the body. And then each one will have their individual role. Like every person has an individual role, so also every 10 will have an individual thing. So we can see as a 10, what can we give? What's our special thing that we can give the general kli to be in this as a rosh towards everybody? And from that, like a parent towards a child, to develop careness and a desire for everybody to grow and succeed.
And just like we're sitting here in Israel and Petah Tikva, and we're worried by local stuff, we have friends now that are sitting in Europe, and what worries them there are things happening around them, their environment, or there are many friends there that are sitting in a virtual environment. So for us, it's an opportunity to integrate with them and strengthen them and contact them. And by that, we strengthen the connection between us.
We also need to check also from the lesson. We had such a thing that the preparation, Rav advised that it'll be general. So we also have to check all of these connections between us now, other connections we're doing in the tent, to check them before this thing of the general kli, how everything we do connects to the general kli. And to go one by one, Zooms, preparations, summaries, all these things, how we strengthen the general kli more in this.
Still nothing's clear. I barely have some kind of attitude toward my 10, just a bit more than nothing. And the other 10s here, not at all. There can be friends here that don't come for weeks, and you remember that after 2 or 3 months. And I heard many pretty words, but just one step toward a clear goal, nothing. What do we want to achieve? Where are we going?
We have to try. That's the practical things to do. Maybe the group of Petah Tikva needs, as we disseminate, like with the newspaper, like many things that come, we connect in order to perform an action. So the group maybe needs to divide and take responsibility on areas in the world, maybe to create this mold that there's not one 10 that doesn't connect or doesn't have something one with the other.
Yeah. We are looking between us. What is this? What are we practically looking for? And we don't have to be afraid of the darkness, of anything. This is how we always go, start. We know one thing. Rav talked on the lesson about Arvud, about being the head, about connecting all the 32 tens here into one. We also have many things that we can try and do. And we have to try and do them. And see what works, what doesn't, what works better. I don't think that anyone here has a clear-cut answer.
Okay, friends, so I'm reminding you to write down ideas, interesting things that came up in the conversation that afterwards we'll be able to share. Next topic to scrutinize is, what is the connection? We always speak about the connection. What's the connection between the groups? What's the connection between the tens? On one hand, it's natural because we're always around that, but at the same time, it's something that is concealed and not clear. So what is the connection between two groups? What's the connection between two tents? Does it mean that everybody has to gather, go to one another, sit together, or everybody has to go into the same Zoom at the same time, that each one will speak? Let's talk about it. What is that connection between two spiritual bodies, two tents, two groups, two big groups? What does it mean to connect Petah Tikva with Chadera or Moscow or New York, or Moscow and Peter, New York and Toronto? What does it mean? How can it be expressed? Let's scrutinize that.
We are part of one body. In this part, there are people that are in tents, that are in groups, that are in the world clean, that is in mankind. And there is no such thing. Two groups, two people, it's already a division that isn't, it doesn't work according to the general rule. We have to work in concentric circles that go and grow, that every person has the ten that is concerned with, that he works on, and that group takes care of the entire world kli. And now, by chance, we're focused on Europe. Tomorrow it's going to be America or South America or Russia or whatever. But we're all one kli, and this is what we act out of. But our home is each one's particular ten.
That means we're doing everything we can to connect. We have to take the local conditions into consideration in the groups, but it doesn't mean that, like, I remember that in the group of Rishon, we used to connect with Rehovot, always, in congresses, dissemination, everything we could, because we were adjacent groups and the conditions allowed it. But in every opportunity, we made sure we connected. So here there's also virtual connections, different conditions, but if you have an opportunity to connect, so we do it. And we have to find anything that will allow it.
The connection between two groups is like the connection between two friends. What connects us is the force of the Creator. The mutual goal. We are interdependent in relation to attaining that force that connects us.
Like Marcus said, the connection between two friends is like between two tents, which is the, it comes from the gathering of all of us. We have a Rav and a method. That's the connection. That's how it's dictated, how it's expressed. That's less interesting. The main thing is the upper one and the method.
It's a good foundation on which you can build some kind of plan.
It
always takes you to the physical things, the connection, like our friend said, but you know, the physical proximity, we have to kind of look beyond that. We have to break down the walls in our hearts and time, in relation to time and space and motion, and this is something that we have to scrutinize right now.
We learn in our method that the connection between two can only come through the third one, through the upper one. Nothing can happen directly between one and the other. I need the upper one, that through him we connect. Same thing between the tents, the goal, the method, the intention, And by this, we need to connect. Maybe in a mutual prayer, maybe we can do all kinds of Zooms of connection. But the connection between us is because we belong to the same thing, to the same Creator, and together we try to raise this none else besides Him, each one from his tent, and between us and in the whole world, Kli.
The connection between two is possible only through the Creator, really. Only when both aspire for the Creator, for the attribute of bestowal. And actually, because of that, it doesn't have to matter who do I connect with, but seemingly the more distant the other is in terms of language, by nature, by whatever, the cleaner the connection is, because then what connects us is our mutual aspiration for the attribute of bestowal. And that is with regard to everyone, anyone who has the same goal.
Truthfully, we all need to remember how we're connected to one another. There's no friend in the ten that we don't know in some way, that I wasn't connected in some way, that I wasn't maybe in a ten as much as we used to change between tens. Then we were in a ten that was there for a few years, and other tens. So to remember it, that we are interconnected, we have a special, good, strong, purposeful connection, one purpose, one source. So how does Bala Sulam say? To give back, to restore our national connections, what we've been through. We are in the peak of connection right now.
I don't know, I think that it's the role that ties us together. Regardless of what a friend does, where he really is. But if our goal is to pass this on to the rest of mankind, it's like a time of war. You need both quantitative but also qualitative force. Do you all the time want to know what's going on with all the friends? There is nothing else. And to pray for the Creator to help us in that. We need to have a common prayer all the time.
Friends, we heard that every ten has to feel itself as a rosh, and the whole world clears a goof, to pull everybody into being one ten. We're continuing our work in the scrutiny towards the European Congress, how we can reach 110 when we get there. So what does it mean to be a rosh towards the world kli? What example do we have to give, and what does it express that our ten talk towards the Eretz that we're in now? How should it be the Rosh towards the world Kli in the actions before us towards the European Congress? Come on. Again, what does it mean that Eretz has to be a Rosh towards the world Kli in the actions before us towards the European Congress?
It means that our ten, more than ever, makes sure to add to the connection, eyes shut, giving an example, connecting the Kli.
It's like parents that have children. Now every ten has a child born called the world Kli, and we have to start being concerned about it. More than being concerned of what's happening between us. I don't know.
The Rosh of the Paltzuf does the entire calculation of how much light can we receive, and really, the Rosh is responsible for... It's like with children, really. It's choice, maybe to give different roles, to see that everyone's there, that everyone's present. I don't know, maybe very basic things, to see that everyone made it, to see that everyone's here, came to the Congress. It's like in summer camp, the instructors in a summer camp, that they may take care of the group of children, making sure that everything's fine. Well, it's all kind of physical, but still.
the role of the Rosh is being concerned of the Guf. That's what it does. It means that every 10 needs to do its best to its understanding to be concerned of connection in the whole world Kli. It sounds like something big and formless, but that's what the Rosh does towards the Guf. Has to be concerned as much as they can to more connection.
In order for us to be a Rosh with the world Kli, we need a heart. We need a loving heart. If we will love the friends in the world Kli, we'll want for them to succeed. As a result, we will know what to do in regard to them. You don't have to tell a mother what to do for the child. She knows because she loves him. She feels what he needs. Same thing with us. We have to do the same in regard to the world, clean in regard to everyone.
Inner concern. The Rosh doesn't ask everybody and go into everybody. It's in an inner feeling, inner calculation that the Guf will be one, that it will live, that it will work, that it will do its actions towards the general force connecting it, the upper force. So the Rosh is just concerned, constantly concerned between us to awaken, concerned towards the whole Guf, which is all of our tens, and to want them to reach the goal, that they will feel good.
First of all, what came to mind is to do a handstand. Suddenly, it sounds interesting. What does it mean to be the head, that you have to be at the top and give to the lower? Eventually, being the head is a present for a person. It's a present that he has the ability to perform this kind of role. But I think that it's actually about the scrutiny, just like we're doing now, and constantly scrutinize what do they need, what do we have to do. Like Rav said this week to Tzvika, not on the level of where's the Congress going to be, what and how, but what do we have to ask for, what kind of actions, what? All the time ask, I wish we could have an inner intention in general, that whoever has a certain task, we have to ask. We have to constantly integrate and support.
The Rosh constantly calculates, just as we were working with the individual and the collective. So if we don't do it, we're doing damage. We have to see how to constantly add and being beneficial to society which we're in.
The 10 has to search together, look for deficiencies in its body and the world Kli in order to elevate them to the Creator in prayer.
Okay, friends, last question for this conversation. Let's again scrutinize what are the necessary first steps we have to building the one Kli as a preparation for Europe. Again, the few practical steps that we should take, that we have to put before us to advance us together to one Kli, to one soul, towards the European Congress. Let's speak about it, and afterwards we'll speak about it, all of us together.
Presence, attendance,
Arvut and interconnection in the tens towards the whole Kli.
What are the first steps that what? That how?
Livdok Mataize.
To check when is it? To take interest in what will we study there, the schedule, Everything you have to do in order to prepare yourself to maybe check out an opportunity to go there, to start, like what we did toward the Moldova Congress, to start organizing yourself internally toward it.
Yet, to hold on to Europe, they are the heart and of the whole world 10, and to truly be concerned, because each one of us is connected to someone in Europe. Just contact him. Ask what's happening in your tent, what's happening in your country, who's coming, who isn't, how can I help? Maybe direct them to help Chaver, because we're a huge BB, and we have connection with all friends in Europe. And every friend, if he's connected to one friend, we'll all be concerned of everybody together.
What comes to mind are Rabash's articles, to go back to that, to brush our hearts, and to see how can we support the Yeshivot Chavarim that we have until the Congress, so it'll really be a blast that will all the time feel the guys. Just make a place for the guys now in the Yeshivot Chavarim from Europe, because Yeshivot Chavarim is something that there's no substitute for, and this is something that can really blow your mind.
To keep the framework, which is the lessons, Mios, Yeshivot Chaverim, everything we do. If we don't feel, it means we're lacking importance. When we're in the lessons in front of Rav, listen to this again and again. Why is this important? Why now? Why to our friends? Why to Europe? Why to us? To find that point, why Rav is even putting these things out at this time.
Steps.
If we're talking about the steps, then start with artificially being concerned with what's going on in Europe, to know what's going on there, to know about the Congress, to know all these things, taking these different steps that will help us develop care and concern for what's going on in Europe, so it'll really be, we'll really feel yearning towards what is going on there, that we really want to see all of Europe, all the groups, and to be connected between them. And especially in Europe, that it's really special, because to develop the connection between the groups there, it's like the biggest challenge, so that it'll become from something artificial to something that you really yearn for.
To pray for the Creator to help us.
Maybe to really build teams in the European Kli, to really take, try and help Italy, try and build some kind of a network of communication, of connection, that because we're intermingled, that there's no distance. It's not like because they're in Europe, they have to take care of it now, but we're together with them, like one head, creating some kind of, to really stir up the soup together, us being the spoon that stirs things up, adding the spices and creating this kind of mechanism.
Yeah, it's like now in the 10, in this workshop, you can either participate or decide you don't want to, and we have to want to participate. Very simple. We might not understand what we need to do, but the intention is important. Our inner yearning to try and reveal that sixth finger, that thing Rav was speaking about, that, oh, it's not so clear to anybody, I think, but towards the European Congress, we need to keep trying and to want to find it more and more, to discover it.
What's important is the effort. And this is what develops, what allows you to start understanding. And this weekend we have an excellent opportunity to exert ourselves. It's the Italian Congress, and the Congress is as if meant to connect the Italian Congress, but I think that the thought should already be about Europe. And I really think that we have to think about the Italy group, not only that they'll be able to connect, but so that they will also want to connect to Europe in general, as a part of the general European connection.
Yeah, a week before. Okay, friends, so now we want to hear you in the world Kli, in the Israeli Kli, in our entire Kli. So, here, Moscow, you start. We want to hear what are those steps you were speaking about. What are the first steps we need to do to build one Kli? Moscow, please.
We'll present answers from 2 tens. So the first ten says that the first step that we have to take is to renew the tens on duty, so that every day during the days we have left till the Congress, one of the European tens will be on duty and several other groups from around the world will connect to them so that we can start preparing ourselves again. I think that's a first step. And the second thing we wanted to add is that, first of all, we're inviting all of the Israeli groups and the Petah Tikva groups to the Arvut team. We're meeting by Zoom. And the tens and the groups from Europe are now working on the preparation, and also tens are connecting from here by schedule. Suppose Monday the Austrian group is preparing something together with Moscow ten. Another thing we talked about is that the meetings that are given by the Moscow tens and the European groups have to be open, meaning as organizers, we're organizing a meeting now, next week, for example, with the French-speaking group, France, Luxembourg, and we're inviting everyone to this meeting. We'll make it open for everyone so that everyone will be able to connect. It'll really add. Our good team, and we also wanted to add that we have a serious problem with translations. This is also something that we'd like to talk about. It's important that we'll be able to have every meeting with a very clear and precise translation. Also, we'd like to make the afternoon article a general article for the entire world Kli with translations and everything.
Thank you. Turkey, please.
We want to talk about Turkey preparation for this European Congress. At the first time, maybe we are preparing very much people for this Congress. We want to come to the Bulgarian and European Congress with a bus from Turkey to Sofia. We are preparing very seriously. We will come there for to support European for all our different, above our differences, and to give support to all our dear brothers. L'chaim.
New York, Kutsat New York.
Yes, so we discussed a few steps to implement. One was to find a way to implement Robash's articles in our virtual meetings. The other one was just like with our tents, to have a regular framework where we meet, which we can already do, but just make sure that it keeps going. The other one is to really a no before the process. Whatever decision comes out, everybody has to be behind it. And that way we're all just going through this process.
Yeah, just to elaborate on the Rabash principle idea, some of the friends spoke about it here. Basically, we know that there's principles that we apply within the ten, within the group, in the relationship between us. Rabash gave us all the right moves to make, all the right attitude to build toward each other. And maybe we could start studying Article Rabash, you know, the basic 20 articles, let's say, about the group, but start to talk about it as each 10's attitude toward the whole world kli, instead of each friend's attitude toward another friend or toward the 10.
קבוצת ריגה, בבקשה. גם קבוצות שרוצות פה מוזמנות
לריגה. ריגה group, please, and also groups that want here, they can...
Rav сегодня едет в Италию, он уже поехал.
Rav is going to Italy today, probably already left, and in our 10 we said that it's very important to integrate now and support the Italian group. It's not that he's just going there, but it's really important for all of us to have the right correct thought and intention and everything.
First of all, I think that we wrote a few things. So first we have to see what reality is. We're not one kli. It's important to see it. And we have to write how many groups need help. There are many groups that are in a descent, and that's the purpose of the connection team. How we're going to connect one ten to the other, how we're going to help such groups. But I think that our group is strong, and we should have meetings. Zoom is a medium, but how can we truly help from one tent to the other? And we gradually see how we're going to that new state and preparing to the Congress together.
לא שומעים, פיטר.
Peter, we can't hear you. Peter, guys, we can't hear you.
Peter, לא שומעים. אוקיי, אחר כך, אסף.
אוקיי, אצלנו קודם כל העשירייה החליטה לתרום להלפ חבר כפעולה ראשונה שיכולה ממש...
Our 10 decided to give to help חבר that will help people come to the congresses. And we also decided that every friend here, even if it's a shekel, and told no limits, that each one will be part of this as a 10. But, and it was said, but very important to have a mutual preparation towards everybody, if it's the board or the Congress, to send everybody a link, preparation to the lessons, that we have one lineup and not every 10 does what they want. The Zooms can be an action of a few groups, so the summary can be of a few groups. Also, we can send a video between tens in the world kli, that every friend says a word, and to start really connecting between the tens. And there has to be some mutual task. And then a person can organize from inside some task with the European tens.
Thank you, Florida. Florida guys.
Yeah. What we came up with was to be very organized. You know, I thought of the when you're on an airplane and you have to put the oxygen, first put your mask on and then take care of your child. So this is the way, like, make sure that we have the mirror congresses wherever they're going to be. Make sure that you're, everything's organized and you're ready to go. And then we meet with the other groups, the Europeans, and we workshop with them. We go in, we ask if we can help in any way. And that's what we came up with. Thank you, friends.
קבוצת וינה, בבקשה.
אנחנו גם רשמנו כמה נקודות.
We also wrote down a few points. First of all, above all the technical things, it's something very internal. He's a bit cut off, so I can't understand. Preparing for the Italian Congress, also keep helping the board.
Vienna, we can't understand what you're saying. You're distorted.
Then we have they're disconnecting. We can't hear them well.
Guadalajara.
Hola amigos, aquí en la decena Guadalajara hablamos de tres cosas: participación, alegría y responsabilidad en tiempo junto con nuestros amigos de Europa.
Again, please.
Eso, amigos.
Shuvpam, Guadalajara. Repeat, please.
Hablamos de tres cosas.
We were speaking about three things: participation, happiness, and responsibility, in partnership with all the friends in Europe.
Toronto.
We had a lot of ideas, and the common thread to it is that we already have a very strong intention in the tens in the world, and we have to take this intention and push it forward to even the further goal, which is to be a Rosh to the whole world, Italy to the whole Kli. So it's just an extension of the existing intention that we have right now, that is working, but to create it, the Rosh is the thought. So extend the thought further and focus beyond just connecting with your tens, with your friends in the ten, but connecting with the tens beyond, which Rav mentioned that it will be revealed in our attempt to do it.
Holland.
Boker Tov, friends. It was an amazing workshop. We already have the whole week the support of the African 10. They feel the importance of being together as a preparation. And we had an amazing scrutiny about the gender in particular, that we really understand that this is a very important momentum, because if we cannot connect as a 10, then the whole world cannot connect. And this shows us the importance of our connection. And when we get to this renewal of this importance, then we could say we have several other actions, like we can anew trying to be involved as much as we can in building the Congress as a 10. We can take examples as taking care of other 10s from this new connection in our 10. We can do initiative to constantly awaken the world Kli with the importance of connection. And also being in a morning lesson, like we are now, without another 10, and working together during this amazing workshop. Thank you, friends.
United VG 1.
Всем привет, ребят.
Hello, everyone. Thanks to the Moscow group, we have a Zoom where we always listen to the daily article together. We're having the virtual congress together with Volga and the Chavarim group, and we're inviting all the small groups, Lvov, Chumen, Kharkov, wherever there are 2-3 people, individuals, and also we're inviting Pribaltica and Kavkaz, Sibir, Kazakhstan, in order to feel the intensity of our connection.
Australia.
Can you hear me? To scrutinize the state in Europe in order to build a goal, how to help them. Two, we will devote all of our meetings and preparations in order to awaken a desire to connect to the world Kli, to the world 10, and three, every 10 will work very strongly in participating and connecting to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, and Peter, last.
To
send a friend, a representative from the group to the Bulgarian Congress, maybe, you know, everyone will throw in some money and together we'll send them, unite between the tens. There's this trend now. Suppose, for example, tomorrow on the lesson, to have a day of random tens like on the Kishinev Congress. Everyone sits with whoever is there at the moment.
So completely last Tulansingo.
Sí, amigos. Saludos a todos, a todo el Kli Mundial. Me da gusto poder estar.
Hello, World Kli. Regards. It's great to be with everybody. We want to thank you all from Tulansingo Group.
Okay, agradecer a la escena física de aquí de Tulancingo.
We want to thank the physical 10 from Tulancingo and also the 10s that are working virtually that made a great effort to participate. The goal was clear. Rav said that in order to be an active part of Italy Congress, we all need to be one. And the great effort that the friends are doing, that the language is putting a barrier, but in the end, we're all one. And we'll discover the Creator in a beautiful way and feel a great love towards all the friends that are present. That every day, all the translators that are working, we want to thank the friends in Israel and the whole world. Also those who were in the last Congress in Russia. The goal that Rav put before us to all be 110. And that's how it all takes place. And thank you, everybody.
Okay, so really, I want to thank you. We're on our way to becoming 110. Obviously, it's a challenge for all of us. Obviously, many things are unclear. But we have the opportunity and an opportunity to go into this process together. So anyone who has the desire that sees himself as a part of this process and wants to invest in it, we're inviting everyone to simply say, I want to be a part of the board. I want to care. I want to do whatever possible in order to realize, in order to make it work until the European Congress, and say that you want to be a part of the board, and also to recommend people that have this natural inclination to be a part of the board. You can recommend them. And another thing, it's really important that all the friends that came up during this workshop and all the groups, wherever you are, also send it to the board, summary of what came up. On the screen you see the board's email, boardworldcli@gmail.com. And the main thing is the process, the effort, and the light will make us one Kli. Lechaim, friends. Thank you and have a great day.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight and everything's gonna be. Together, together as one.